Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Balo hosts Sarah Maine on her ongoing journey of conscious confidence and gain timeless wisdom to unleash unparalleled confidence. A conscious confidence. Learn to ignite the living spark of wisdom, a new narrative for fulfillment contained in Sanskrit and the ancient, powerful, engaging, and fun conscious conversations to discover your own magnificent true self. Learn to dispel the fear shadow as Sarah provides essential knowledge about embracing change and the power of transformation. Get ready. Conscious Confidence starts now.
Welcome, welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio. I'm your host, Sarah Maine, creator of Conscious Confidence, a Timeless Wisdom. And today we're going to talk about strength, fearlessness, and resilience. They're the three foundations of strength. Strength, fearlessness, and resilience. So what is strength? How do we become strong? What do we do with the strength when we acquire it? What's fearlessness? How do we face our fears? And what's resilience? Buddha says, a man who conquers himself is greater than one who conquers 1,000 men in battle. So let's talk about these three foundations of strength. So when we're talking about strength, fearlessness, and resilience, I always go back to the wisdom of the Sanskrit language to deepen and broaden our perspective, because we need to get new definitions for things. We need to refresh our definitions, because often we have limits around what we think about things. So if you get some new knowledge, it can broaden how you view things and therefore how you can act. So I've taken three Sanskrit words. There's balam, and that carries the sense we would expect of actual strength and power and might and force. And then there's abhayam, which means fearlessness, and that's the strength to face one's fears. And abhayam is made up of two parts. There's a little a at the beginning, and then there's bahayam, a and bahayam. And that a actually does something. Bahayam means fear. So our fears. The at the beginning literally means not. And in philosophical terms, it can be seen as a measure of awareness or pure consciousness. So pure consciousness before the fears, wakefulness before the fears, being mindful before the fear. Bahayam. And that ends up as fearlessness, because that wakefulness allows you to move forward through the fear. So fearless. And then abhyasa, the usual meaning of abhyasa for anyone who knows Sanskrit means sustained, disciplined practice, repetition, repeatedly turning to the work despite challenges and failures. So that's what abhyasa typically means. But because disciplined practice requires someone to return again and again, despite any failure and challenges that they may experience, it also means resilience. So coming back to something again and again, not being put off, bouncing back, that's resilience, abhyasa. So we're literally bouncing back into proper shape. In the English, it means the capacity to bounce back or recover quickly from difficulties, literally buoyancy, the power or ability to spring back, almost elasticity, is actually the meaning of resilience. We use the word, but do we know what it means? And that's what it's talking about. So abhyasa is that ability to bounce back and keep on practicing, keep on going and achieving your goals. So remember, that Sanskrit wisdom is pure and perfectly formed, because Sanskrita means pure and perfectly formed. So it's always fantastic to go back to that pure and perfectly formed wisdom, because it has the power in it. So here's a story. Imagine a young woman with a beautiful voice is asked one day to sing in front of a large audience. She has great talent, a real gift, and she's worked under expert teachers to develop her skills. And so she's worked hard and practiced repeatedly. But she's terrified at the prospect of performing in public. Despite this, She's persuaded by her family and her teacher that hers is a gift that must be shared with people. So she agrees to perform. She trusts everyone. She overcomes her nerves and gives an amazing performance. And the audience is, for the time she's on stage, absolutely transported to a higher place. Twice during the performance, she actually makes slight mistakes, but she carries on, not letting that affect her. So what does this story tell us? What can we learn from this, especially in relation to strength, fearlessness, and resilience? Well, she demonstrates strength, balam, through using her gift to delight and enhance the lives of herself and others. She shows fearlessness, abhayam, by not allowing her fears to prevent her from performing. She goes through those fears. And she shows resilience, abhyasa, in her rigorous training and in her ability to carry on despite a few mistakes, a few missteps. So what do we do? Well, balam, it's really interesting. If you go further into the meaning of balam in the Sanskrit, we find that its true meaning is connected to prana. And anyone who's done some yoga will know the word prana before. Prana literally means breath or the life force. So our first clue to balam is that it lies not in the usual trials that we understand strength to be required for, but rather in the mastery of life force. It lies in controlling, enhancing, and wielding life-giving powers. So true strength lies with those who allow life spirit in everyone, in themselves, and in others to flourish and grow. So then next is abhayam. This beautiful Sanskrit word relates, it means fearlessness, and it relates to strength in relation to fearlessness. And as I said before, it's made up of a and bahayam. Bahayam literally means fear, and a is this pure consciousness, and it's carried by that short syllable a at the beginning. And the precious, profound wisdom of Sanskrit shines here, because the very word contains the message that we all have fears. They're all different and they're all very personal to us. But with that simple consciousness, that simple awareness, that moment of wakefulness, that tiny measure of consciousness at the beginning, we can move forward through the fears and move forward in our life completely protected by the paralyzing effects of fear. And that's all contained in that one word, abhayam, fearlessness. And just like the singer, she overcame her fears to give her performance, and she displayed abhayam. She was strong. And then the last one's abhyasa, resilience. And as I said before, the usual meaning of abhyasa is repetition or sustained disciplined practice. And just think about anything that we've practiced. It could be in sports, in music, learning to play the piano, learning something when studying. You meet a lot of challenges. You find there's a lot of mistakes to be made, but you keep going. You want to actually achieve your goals and not let any apparent temporary setbacks put you off. And that ability to spring back and return again and again, that's resilience. And if you commit to something, even like getting fit, for example, despite all the challenges, you're demonstrating resilience and you're developing resilience. It's like a muscle. It'll get stronger and you know you can bounce back. You know you'll be all right. You know you can achieve. So the summary of all of this, strength, fearlessness, and resilience, what's the nature of true strength and what have we learned? Well, first, balam is life-enhancing. True strength is life-enhancing. Abhayam springs from facing our fears and acting despite them. And abhyasa is flexible, resilient, and able to bounce back from whatever life throws at us. And we can keep going, stay on course, and achieve our goals. So we have strength, fearlessness, and resilience. Balam, abhayam, and abhyasa. So Sanskrit's got it all wrapped up for us. These are the three foundations of real, true strength. So what do we do? Well, firstly, for balam, for strength, think in our daily interactions, how do we in some small way leave everyone we meet with their lives enhanced, improved and expanded? Now that could be simply speaking a kind word to someone, a smile, a little help carrying a heavy parcel, maybe giving a little time to listen to someone. All of those simple things are actually related to real strength because they enhance someone's lives. We're actually enhancing and expanding our life and theirs, and that is the way of actually growing true strength. Simple things like that. Next is abhayam. Think in another situation of some fear or anxiety that prevents us from doing what's needed or saying what's needed to be said. So in that situation where we feel the fear and anxiety, take a deep breath, feel your feet on the floor, become present, raise your awareness in that moment, and walk calmly through the fear to a place of simple, decisive action. Pick something simple and actually practice abhayam, fearlessness, and walk right through that fear. You can do it. And abhyasa, the resilience, let's resolve to return again and again, despite setbacks, despite challenges, to any worthwhile task. Commit to it. Don't let yourself be put off. Find that strength, and find that strength that helps and inspires ourselves and others. We all have limitless strength, so let's go and use it and achieve our goals. So we're going to take a break now, and after the break, it's mailbag time. So every show I have a mailbag, and I have listeners that send me questions, and I've got some wonderful questions. So it's mailbag time, and also I'll tell you how to discover more about conscious confidence, and I'll sing you some Sanskrit. So we'll be right back soon with mailbag, discovering more about conscious confidence, and hearing some Sanskrit. So remember, Sanskrit's got your back. Sanskrit knows who you are in truth. The wisdom traditions know who you are in truth. You're enough. You're whole. You're pure. You're perfect. You're complete. You're strong. You're resilient. And you're fearless. And it's all in the Sanskrit. So stick to that. Follow the timeless wisdom and get out there and achieve your goals. We'll be right back soon.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Sanskrit is not just a language to be written and spoken, but it is a doorway to gaining understanding of how we experience life and truth. Conscious Confidence is a book written by Sanskrit scholar Sarah Main. The stories Sarah shares will take you on a journey of understanding how the power of this ancient language is not only still relevant, but can truly transform your everyday life. Drawing upon the deeper meanings behind the Sanskrit words for confidence, Sarah Main outlines principles for harnessing the fourfold energy of conscious confidence, focusing, uniting, simplifying, and energizing. Not just a book, a life guide. Available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Inner Traditions. You can find all of those links on consciousconfidence.com.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Conscious Confidence Radio. Before the break, I was talking about the three foundations of true strength, and that's in Sanskrit, balam, strength, abhayam, fearlessness, and abhyasa, resilience. So just to recap, remember those foundations are within yourself and you can practice them, which is strength, which is life-enhancing, fearlessness, which is being wakeful. When you feel the fear, be awake. That's the in front of Bahayam. Be awake and walk through those fears, fearlessness. And then resilience, sticking to your course, sticking to what you want to do. Don't be put off, bounce back. Don't let any temporary failures put you off. Stay the course. So that's resilience. Those are the three foundations of real strength. And you can practice those in daily life. So it's mailbag time, and I've had a question, which is, what are the seven gateways of transformation? What are the seven gateways of transformation? And this question's referring to a chapter in my book, and the seven gateways of transformation is actually a profound piece of wisdom from the wisdom traditions, originally in Sanskrit, but it reflects in so many different contexts. The seven gateways describes the process of change. It's like a law or development of change. I put it in my book to describe the process of when we decide, when we come to our self and we want to actually develop real confidence, conscious confidence within ourselves and achieve our goals. There is actually a known process. It sometimes seems like it's random, but it isn't. It's actually a known process. And it covers these seven steps. So what are the seven gateways of transformation? So it's going from the limited to the limitless, from the individual to the universal, or just the start from an idea to achieving our goals. The same seven-step process. The first step is inspiration, where we get the idea, we wake up to something. All of a sudden, we have a different vision of the situation. We realize that we are limited and we want to be limitless in a particular context. We realize we want to do something. We get an idea, or we get inspired by some great work. So that point of inspiration is step one, and that changes everything. Step two is then we realize that we don't know what to do. We need to get some knowledge. Now, either that knowledge comes from within, but typically we actually need to learn the knowledge. So we might find a teacher, we might read a book. Some way or other, we actually have to get some new knowledge to move forward. And we need to start applying that knowledge. So we apply the knowledge, then we discover more questions. So we reapply the knowledge. We have more questions, so we're going back and we're reading more, we're learning more, we're going to a teacher, we're asking them more questions, we're learning more. So it's that whole education learning process. And all the while we're practicing, we're applying, we're meeting challenges, we're overcoming them, we're carrying on. So that's absolutely appropriate to what we're talking about here in today's show. So that's step two. There's a lot of work going on there. And what's happening is steps two and then three. Step three is it's literally called attenuation of the mind. And attenuation means making thinner. And that means we're getting more focused. And that means we're getting stronger. And all the unnecessary things are falling away. So step one is the inspiration. Step two is learning and applying and growing, and step three is we're getting stronger, and that's the sign of the growth, is the strength, the focus, and that's where that growing strength, that growing confidence is coming from. So, and the step one, you do need to keep refreshing the inspiration, so you need the company of people doing the same thing typically, because you re-inspire each other, you support each other, you help each other. And step two, you're learning, you're applying that knowledge. And step three is you're growing stronger, that attenuation. So in Sanskrit, that's Shubhejcha, Suvichara, and Arantanu Manasa. So those three steps, steps one, two, and three, it's pretty much a cycle, and you just keep working and working and working at those. And that's where the real sort of grunt work is happening. then step four is where we achieve a level of accomplishment, of steadiness, of strength. And typically we don't fall back from there. So steps one, two, and three, it's we're working against habit. And so it's very easy to fall back until we actually achieve that level of what's called satvapati, which is a level of accomplishment and a level of strength, and it's a platform from which we really won't fall back. But up until that point, until we actually achieve that, where we actually, what we wanted has become so much part of our nature that we won't fall back from that, then we have to keep going on the steps one, two, and three all the time. By step four, it's a different situation. That does mark a turning point. Then steps five, six, and seven, and in my book I keep emphasizing this, the effort is different. It takes a different turn. Steps one, two, and three, the effort is strong, and you can see me hot clenching my fists. We have to work. But after satvapati, there's no falling back. You don't fall back because those habits have actually fallen away. We're no longer beset by those habits. And genuinely so, we won't fall back into those habits. Excuse me. So then from steps five, six, and seven, it's different. The effort is this, and it's a surrender, it's a letting go. And there is further to go in terms of full actualization, full realization of something, or full realization of yourself, if you want to look at it in terms of the philosophical, spiritual dimension. And it's best not to say too much about this, but there are stages that you pass through and you develop. There are gateways there as well, as the individual and the separation falls away. And that's why the effort is more letting go. There is a continuing growth in the strength, but the strength is about coming to yourself. And if I'm relating this to creating something in the outside world, say you wanted to build something or create something, it's where you become quite masterful at your skills. So all the early acquisition of skills and training is one thing, but then you become a master of your skills and the effort is much finer. You're not hacking away at something. It's much more refined. And as a result, the thing that you produce is very beautiful, very refined, and a very high level, exquisite example of what you wish to create. So that's an example in the outer world. Within the inner world, from a point of full self-realization, it is coming to that complete unity. And of course, a lot has to fall away of separation. And that's an internal work, it's refined, and it's at the level of consciousness. And so the effort is letting go. Whereas before, we needed the effort to really apply knowledge again and again and again. And really our attention needs to be on steps one, two, and three. That all the rest will take care of themselves. Steps four to seven take care of themselves. Apply yourself to steps one, two, and three. That's why my book is full of practices, full of endorsements to practice, full of encouragement to practice. If you want transformation, you actually need to get new knowledge and put it into practice. So then the next question I've got is, why and how should you live beyond limits? And that's another reference to something in my book about living beyond limits. And these are the limits within yourself typically that hold us back from living our full potential, expressing our full potential and all the possibilities we have within us and being our best self, living our best self. And really the why is that if we don't actually always, every single day from the moment we get up, intend to be our best self and give of our best self in simple things like doing the laundry, cleaning up the house, how we speak to people, the work that we do, how we walk and carry ourselves, all those simple things, if we aim to be our best, then that's what we're offering to everyone. And that is of a higher level of energy. And that energy is being given out to everyone. So our efforts to be our best and live beyond our limits encourages everyone, uplifts everyone, gives everyone the best energy. Whereas if we don't bother, then that's, no one benefits from that. You don't benefit from that, and no one else benefits from that. But when we're endeavoring to live beyond any personal limits we have and be our best in any moment, that's what we're offering to the world. And that is going to uplift the level of energy for everybody. And someone else may want to take on that, and they may say to you, "You always look so happy. I always feel so great around you. What's your secret?" And then you can tell them. And that's already uplifted someone. It's ripples. So that's why we should live beyond limits and be our best self every single day. Okay, so I hope that helps, those two questions. And thank you. They're beautiful questions. I love them. Keep them coming. So how do you learn more about conscious confidence? Well, I've got a website, consciousconfidence.com. Go to my website, consciousconfidence.com. And there's tons of information there. And there's an information about my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success. And that's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and where all books are sold. And it's in paperback. There's an ebook version and there's the audiobook version as well, which I've recorded. So go to consciousconfidence.com and you can find out more about my book. You can also find the media link there, and I've got tons of podcasts if you want to learn more and hear more of Conscious Confidence Radio. There's also links to magazine articles that I've written. There's a blog, and there's also a free Design Your Own Alignment guide. So there's two free videos and some worksheets. And I'm on social media, so follow me on Facebook and Instagram, and also all my shows are on YouTube. But go to Facebook or Instagram. That's Conscious Confidence Sarah Maine, spelled S-A-R-A-H-M-A-N-E, Conscious Confidence Sarah Maine. I'm on Facebook and Instagram. Go there and drop me a line. Leave a message. Ask a question. And also you can drop me an email at info@consciousconfidence.com. I love to have the questions from you and any feedback at all. So that's how you can find out more about Conscious Confidence. And my next show, I've got a very special guest joining me. That's Kate McGuinness, and she's the author of Confidence Lost, Confidence Found, How to Reclaim the Unstoppable You. And Kate's got quite a story, going from a high-powered corporate career to basically nothing, and she'll tell us how she rebuilt her life, her confidence, and herself in the process. It's a remarkable story and wonderful to hear. So remember, the wisdom traditions have got your back. So follow the wisdom. You are limitless. You are universal. You're enough. And I have a bit of Sanskrit to finish. This is a very traditional prayer. May we all be protected. May we all be nourished. May we work together with great energy. May our intellect be sharpened. Let there be no animosity amongst us. Peace, peace, peace. Om Sahana Vavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavadhitamastu, Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shantihi. Thanks for joining me, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Conscious Confidence with Sarah Maine. Join us next month on Transformation Talk Radio for more timeless wisdom with Sarah's exciting and innovative approach to living. Discover more joy, freedom, and step into your limitless potential. For more information on Sarah Maine and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit sarahmaine.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.